Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of a financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out, our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so does our world. Right there in your personal life, so does the world across each nation here on dear Mother Earth. It starts with each of us opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, exactly the reason we come to these meditations. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 147. Surrender to your soul, not circumstances. Surrender to your soul, not circumstances. You know, it's so easy when stuff happens. Stuff, especially things that we don't expect, we maybe have never faced before, things that are not on our radar. We have no desire for it. Never set out to discover that thing in our life. Things when it seems like the world is caving in on us at times. It becomes heavy seemingly and dark seemingly. Those circumstances, those conditions that seem to affect you emotionally, and they're not pleasant, or they don't seem to be. Those are exactly the time to connect with your soul. We're told surrender to your soul, not circumstances. So often, and I have been, in quote, guilty of this too, we focus on the circumstances. We focus on our emotions. And we replay it over and over and over again. We tell everyone we know, people we know, people we don't know. That seems to be happening more and more as the circumstances seem to take more from us, whether it's financial, usually it is. When people think about circumstances, it's conditions affecting them, especially financial conditions, like these current times. And these conditions that we speak about and share with others, whether they want to hear it or not, that we replay in our mind over and over again and really build it up. This becomes our history, his, H-I-S story, and her story becomes your story. We get caught up in the story. We get caught up in the drama. And when we do that, we elevate the drama. We increase the drama. We draw more energy into the drama, and yet we do not resolve the drama. The circumstances are still there, and now they seem bigger and more intense than they were. That is the energy we have been focusing on, and inadvertently growing, because whatever you focus on expands. And what did not expand was a resolution under grace. That did not expand. Reflect back on any time when you've been caught up in the situation, in the circumstances. When you found yourself replaying it over and over again, it did not bring a resolution, and a resolution under grace. The solution to these circumstances that seem bigger than you, more difficult than you could have imagined, something that seems to come out of the blue and get you. This is exactly the time to surrender to your soul as we are guided in today's message. And you don't have to wait till it's really big and out of control. You'll learn that you can do this about anything. Anything. You do not need to wait until it's a dramatic event in your life. Surrender to your soul. It's render up is literally what the word surrender means. Render up. It's like the image, if you were making chicken soup, whether you eat meat or not, but you know the process. And when you put the soup in the water with whatever other ingredients you put in it, the fat gets broken down and floats to the top to be removed. It's rendered up. The part that is brings the most harm to you, the toxins in essence. So when you surrender to your soul, you're rendering up the toxic parts of you, those emotions that need to be released. And your soul has a way of doing that under grace. When you surrender, render up the situation for your soul to break down whatever needs to be broken down so it can be unhinged inside of you and around you to be removed like that in boiling chicken to make chicken soup. And what is left in the broth when that is done is considered very healing juice. It's a healing remedy. So to surrender is to render up, literally. We mean it to yield to another. And the interesting thing about yield is give way to physical force. And we're told that's those circumstances, those situations, and we're told surrender to your soul. So you give up whatever you are physically dealing with in your life, the things that are creating this emotional turmoil in you about circumstances you find yourself in, the situation, all the facts and the story surrounding it. You yield this up to your soul because your soul is that spiritual force within you, that vital, essential part and quality of you. It's not seen physically. You're yielding the physical and all the emotion attached to it, this fat that is poisonous to your system, to your soul, the unseen part of you that is your spirit, your higher knowing self, the part that knows the past, the present, and the future, the part of you that knows and remembers exactly why you came back into this lifetime, what abilities you came to master, compassion, love, well, they're all love, patience, trusting, faith. It's not just to be, to do something. It's to be this being condition. And so I share with you that whatever circumstances you are facing, those physical situations and events in your life that bring up all this turmoil inside of you, is really about your surrendering to your soul. So not only may your soul help remove this toxic stuff from your life, is to bring you back in touch, to raise you up from the inside out, to step on your right path. And this part of yourself, these personal ways of being, your beingness to be transformed, that's what it's really all about. It's always about mastering some aspect of love. That's what surrendering is. It's not giving up. That's what we have learned. It's yielding to another. And surrendering to your soul is surrendering to this other part of yourself, allowing yourself really to be back in touch with your godliness, and to see whatever is happening and to feel whatever is happening from your godliness. And that is to respond from love. Not just for the situation and the people involved in that event, that circumstance. To have love for you, for how you handled it, for perhaps how you did not handle it. It's to have love for you, knowing you are doing the best you know how to do, and you find yourself back remembering why you came here in the first place, to master some aspects of love. Love oftentimes means yielding to another. Let them seemingly have their way. Let them go with love, so you may focus on you with love and find your new, right, and perfect place. Allow yourself to be released from this circumstance, from this condition, from this situation, with love. Let go the emotional turmoil. See it as the blessing it truly is and was meant to be all along. Whatever that is, it cannot be revealed until you surrender to your soul. So you surrender by yielding the situation to whoever seemed to bring it on, to cause it. You give way to this physical situation, condition, circumstance, and you listen inside. You know that you know that God has a better plan for you. That's surrendering to your soul. And that plan may not be revealed as long as you are attached to staying exactly where you were, proving you're meant to be there, proving they are wrong. All of those conditions, all those ways of acting keep you too attached to exactly where you are and truly exasperate the situation. It is about saying, okay, I get it. There's a better way. There's a better place. There's an opportunity here for me. I don't know what it is, yet I know that it is. Did you get that? I don't know what it is mentally, but I do know that it is spiritually. That's surrendering to your soul. And so you allow yourself to move away from what is not meant to be anymore, perhaps never was. You simply let it go from love and get busy doing things that make you feel good. Whatever that is, could be cooking, could be hiking, could be painting, could be writing, could be singing, taking long walks, sitting at the beach. You do things that bring you pleasure. And when you least expect it, your voice from inside, your spirit self, your higher self, your soul self will speak to you. Allow yourself to be led. Listen to inside what makes you feel good, what makes you feel playful. Perhaps consider things that in the past that you've decided you didn't have time for anymore, but you know you really enjoyed when you did it. Now you've got the time. The time is made available for you now. Go back, play again. Allow yourself to be what I call the child in the candy store. From an image I had so many years ago, stepping into a true New England candy store, in this thing they call a salt box house. And as I walked in, I saw one glass jar after another with colorful candy. So many choices. and they're all perfect. Allow yourself to play in that kind of situation again. Listen to the inspired direction. Which candy jar to open first? Test the candy. Enjoy the sweetness that's been made available for you now. And allow one sweet piece of candy to lead you to the next. And you will find your way, the way you were always meant to be in, the way that's aligned with your unseen part of you, your soul self, your higher self, allowing yourself to unite your physical being, your mental being, your emotional being, with your spirit being, the all-knowing life force within you. That is the opportunity you've been given when the circumstances, the conditions of your life seem to go south and don't seem to support you and love you as we all expect to be loved, to be honored, to be respected. When that no longer seems to be working, and chances are you had clues much earlier on, and now it's simply a time that you have no choice. It is that intense. Well, you do. You can choose to hang in and really get twisted and turned and all confused and end up with nothing. And you can choose the higher path, the path of your soul, the path that is waiting for you to take now and see this seeming unfortunate travesty, condition, circumstance of your life or another's through God's eyes, with love, letting go, totally detached to it now, allowing God to do the work, releasing this toxic situation, this fat and unnecessary part of your life, releasing it under grace so you may connect with the truth, your higher truth, where you're supposed to be now, the place, the people, the situations, and the events that bring you true, authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. This is your birthright. Know that whatever difficulties, hardships, seeming tragedies you may be facing or ever have were simply a blessing for you to be here now, truly on your path, your right and perfect path, true peace, harmony, and prosperity. That was just a catalyst to prompt you to not dig in your heels deeper, to prompt you to let go and listen inside. Listen and act on inspired direction. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, slow, and gentle breaths. Focusing on your heart. Breathing into your heart. Seeing golden white light flowing from the outside to the inside and the outside, back and forth, with ease, the sparkling lights,
focusing on your hearts and the light inside. And as you breathe into your heart, seeing it grow larger and larger, this light, wider and wider. Allowing yourself to seemingly step into your heart. Drawn to it like a butterfly to a candle's light. Flying in with grace and curiosity, magnetized by the powerful presence within. Feeling the warmth, the life force within you now. Feeling the peace, seemingly slowing down everything. Feeling and seeing this light inside. This light essence from your vital center. Your heart essence, your soul essence, your God essence. Allowing yourself to enter your heart self now. Knowing you are totally safe here. You're entering the space of absolute peace to bring harmony to every part of your being. Feel the peace. As you watch the light inside. Feeling this light radiating out 360 degrees, stretching out. To your toes, to your fingertips, to the top of your head, sending billions of light energy now, energy of pure love essence. And wherever you're holding the slightest discomfort, focus your heart's light there now. Feel this light, this pure love essence, radiating on this spot now, pure love. And anything that is other than pure love is simply dislodged melting from this part of you now. That physical part of you is holding the remnants, emotional remnants of some situation that you took on and held on to pain, hurt, grief. You took it personal. Allow this golden white light inside, pure love essence, to dissolve it now and leave pure love in its place. See and feel that stuff, that hardness softening, breaking away, as if it's floating up like fat. Yeah, there it is. Loosening up to be released now through the power of love. The what that caused it is not important. It's your willingness to release it now. Simply allow this divine love cut the cords of this toxic energy. Dissolve it now. See it as if it's bubbling up inside of you, brought to the surface, flying out of you, going away, being transmuted to all good now. That spot that held discomfort is transmuted to pure love now. Feel the love. Feel this warmth of pure divine love where there was pain, grief, discomfort, hurt, denial. There is only love. Yes. Love is your true nature. And perhaps it'll come, what that was, what condition you were holding on to. And when it does, bless it and thank it for this healing now. Thank your higher self for knowing what your mental mind did not, was holding back on, even blocking. Bless yourself for surrendering to your soul. Bless your higher self for receiving this gift. Bless your higher self for all who you are. Bless your higher self for all that you have. Feel blessed now. as you surrender to your soul. Feel this peace, this harmony, this prosperity. Feel the blessed being who you are. Knowing you'll always be given everything that's for your highest and best good under grace as you continue to surrender to your soul. Listen for the inspired direction. Where to focus your energy, your presence, your gifts. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back and live your life from this place. Your everyday life with the power and presence of your soul guiding you. And so as we began, we breathe. Flying back to the surface, a transformed butterfly. More brilliant than you already were, energized with the love and light of your soul. Taking long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling yourself rising up. Whole inside, complete, breathing into your heart, breathing into your head, breathing into your hands as you squeeze them ever so gently, breathing into your toes, your feet as you squeeze them ever so gently. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Know you are one with divine love. God bless. Namaste.